We want to introduce you to the Christian Parenting Companion Guide. This is a book and audio series that are companions to the Christian Parenting Handbook. Altogether, they'll produce for you a practical guide, a tool that you can use to guide you through in your parenting on a number of different levels.
We know that sometimes parents will read a book on parenting and they'll get through the whole book cover to cover and they'll say, well, now what? Where do I start? What do I do? And we've written the Christian Parenting Handbook in a way that hopefully you'll be moving along the way. Each chapter will give you a practical action step. But now this companion guide is going to help you go even deeper with each one of these chapters, knowing how to apply it in your family, where to start working with your children before you move on and become overwhelmed by too many things to do. Let's take one point, figure out how to make this work in your family. That's what we want to do with this companion guide.
Each one of the lessons in the companion guide corresponds to a chapter in the Christian Parenting Handbook. Each one of the lessons contains an action step that you can do as a result of reading that particular chapter. So you're going to have a practical action step in each one of the lessons, and you're also going to have an assignment to work on. That assignment will help you integrate the material that you're learning in the Christian Parenting Handbook. So as you're putting these things together, it's going to affect your family, it's going to change your children, and it's going to change the way you think about parenting.
Each one of the lessons also has a scripture verse for you to look up, to read, to meditate on, to imagine, how does this apply to my family today? How can I put this scripture verse into practice in my life as I'm moving forward with my children?
This material is appropriate for you to just read all the way through if you'd like. But probably what you're going to want to do then is go back to significant chapters that are relevant to you right now and take some time and just work them through. If you were to take one of these lessons every week and work it through and start to work on the assignment and practice the principle involved, then you would see significant change over the next year in the life of your family. Each one of the chapters also contains a prayer at the end. And that prayer is an opportunity for you to use this devotionally before the Lord and ask for God's grace to work in you as you're serving the Lord inside your family.
So we know that you have a task to do as you read this book, as you use a companion guide. You're trying to take some new principles here and apply them to your particular children. And we know that every child is unique and different. And so there's still a task for you to do. We can't do that part for you, applying it to your particular child, but we can give you some very specific and practical ways to think about the tools. We want you to be able to incorporate this into your family as easily as possible.
I would encourage you to write down in the space provided here in the guide both a to-do list and a to-think list. Because there's some things you're going to do and you're going to say, wow, that's a great idea. Let's try that technique out in our home. So there's some to-do things that you're going to put into practice. But more importantly, we want you to have some things to think about. What we're trying to do in this whole set of materials is to help you develop a biblical philosophy of parenting. So meditating on particular ways to think will help you to integrate this material successfully into your life, and all kinds of new situations will develop with this new thinking as a foundation for you as you move forward.
We know that a lot of the problems we experience have to do with thinking errors. That's true on the part of our children, but it's also true on the part of parents. If we believe the wrong things about life, we're going to find ourselves getting into trouble. So we want to be changing what we believe about parenting, changing what we believe about our children, using the scriptures and using some new information to adjust our belief system so we can move forward in a more positive area.
There are a lot of different ways to parent that are good, but not all good approaches work with every child. Each child is unique, requires a specific strategy for working with that child. You're going to hear words like strategy used throughout this book because we're helping you develop a particular strategy to move your child from point A to point B on a map. All of that you're going to hear as it's developed in this book. You're going to be able to see where your child needs to go, and you're going to start moving in that direction. Furthermore, you're going to have opportunities to engage with other adults that work with your child to get on the same page. If you and your mate are not on the same page, you'll be able to dialogue through some of this material in order to get there. If you're working with grandparents or you're working with babysitters or other people who are caring for your children, you'll be able to give them specific guidelines, instructions, or suggestions for working with your child using a heart-based approach. One of the things we're trying to do here is allow you to understand what a heart-based approach looks like in very practical terms. You'll put it into practice in your home, and you'll see major changes take place. So get out a pencil and paper, keep track of the to-do list, the think list, do the strategic assignments in each chapter, and you'll see some good things happen in your home.